Welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, the feature that highlights developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Today we look at rehabilitation of the West Road in Northeast Manchester. Residents of Cobbler and surrounding communities in Northeast Manchester now have access to better roads following rehabilitative work on West Road in the community. The 1.9-kilometer West Road, which serves residents of Cobbler and adjacent communities, has been repaired at a cost of $6.5 million. The road, which had deteriorated extensively, was repaired under Phase 4 of the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP component of the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP.
I must say that I am happy to be a part of this celebration because I know what we were experiencing at West Road, and I speak on behalf of the community just to say thanks. We are enjoying the road and we are taking proper care of the road.
Resident of Cobbler in Manchester, Howard Bennett, expressing gratitude for the rehabilitated roadway. Work on the two-week project, which was completed in March, included paving of the roadway and construction of drains and verges. JEEP's project director, Carolyn Gardner, welcomes the completion of the West Road project, which started under the tenure of her predecessor, Lucille Broadbent. She says JEEP has been fulfilling its mandate of developing infrastructure and providing employment for Jamaicans island-wide since its inception in 2012.
We have been doing quite a bit of work island-wide. We have had over 57,000 people employed through the program in projects such as these. And the initiatives have been many, over 14, to include community facilities like where we are today, upgrading of sanitary facilities in primary schools. We've been doing on-the-job training through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. And of course, our major infrastructural development program, MIDP for short, where West Road is a part of it, where we go about and we repair roads, sidewalks, bridges, and so on.
JEEP's project director, Carolyn Gardner. Mayor of Mandeville and chairperson of the Manchester Parish Council, Brenda Ramsey, says the West Road project represents a major undertaking for the council. She's encouraging residents to assist in maintaining the roadway.
I just say to the citizens, maintain that roadway even if we don't get to it with the regularity that we should, but because of funds. If there's a drain that you see that is blocked up, don't wait until the council have to come. It's a benefit to the community. Your property values have gone up significantly since that roadway was put in. Show the appreciation.
State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan, who officially opened the thoroughfare, says road repairs, particularly within communities, are important for the development of districts across Jamaica. He adds that there is need for property owners to pay the requisite taxes to assist in facilitating road maintenance programs.
It is good that we repair road, but it is also good that we start to say that part of what to help to maintain the road is when people pay property tax. So we have to say to everybody, pay up your property tax to help to maintain the road and get more road done.
Member of Parliament for Northwest Manchester, Audley Shaw, also expresses gratitude for the stakeholder collaboration involved in repairing the West Road and other corridors in the constituency under JEEP. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among Jamaicans of lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs as well as those with low skill levels. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program Jeep, creating employment, building partnerships, transforming communities.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.